由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you have tuned in to this broadcast.
非常欢迎你收听今天的天路导向。
It is our desire to be used of God to be a blessing in your life.
今天我万峰和麦克牧师在这里，希望上帝使用今天的天路导向来将福气带给你。
We have been looking at some selective psalms.
近期以来呢，我们一直在这里看诗篇啊。
And today we're going to look at Psalm 28.
而今天我们特别就要看一下诗篇第28篇。
And in order to understand Psalm 28, we must begin with understanding David.
那如果我们要看诗篇第28篇看得好一点，我们就更加应该首先了解一下大卫了。
David was a great warrior.
大卫是一个很伟大的战士。
David was a great king.
大卫是一个很伟大的王。
David was a great leader.
大卫是一个很伟大的领袖。
In fact, David was a great spiritual giant.
其实大卫是一个属灵的伟人啊。
Yet he was not a very successful father.
但是他作为爸爸却是不是很成功的。
He was so busy doing his job that he failed in his primary task.
他整天都挂着翻工，但是呢，在他最重要、最重要要做的事里面，他失败了。
One of David's sons raped his stepsister.
大卫其中一个仔呢，就强奸了他阿妹。
Another son killed his rapist's stepbrother.
另外一个仔又杀了这个做强奸犯的阿哥。
And his son Absalom conducted a coup d'etat to remove his father from the throne.
大卫另一个仔阿沙龙还要策划政变，想抢了他阿爸的王位。
Then Absalom took over the reign of power.
跟着阿沙龙成功了，拿到统治权了。
And King David had to escape from his own palace.To avoid being killed.
而家大卫王要避免被人杀啦，所以佢逃走啊，离开咗自己王宫。
So powerful and successful King David was on the run.
你谂下呢个咁犀利又咁成功嘅大卫王，竟然要逃亡啊
！As a king in deep trouble, he views his desperate situation.
呢个陷入极度危难当中嘅大卫王，佢见到自己惨痛嘅境况。
And David.Looks at his tragic condition and writes Psalm 28.
大卫于是就睇到自己系几惨几惨，跟住就写咗诗篇第28篇啦。
As David finds his heart, his emotions, and his kingdom all torn apart, he sat down and wrote Psalm 28.
当时大卫佢感到自己嘅心啊，佢自己情感同埋佢嘅王国全部都冇啦，全部烂晒，于是。他就写出了诗篇第28篇。
As he sits down and inspired by the Holy Spirit, he writes this psalm.
当他坐下来，圣灵就感动他的心，让他写下了这篇的诗篇。
If you have your Bible, please turn with us to Psalm 28.
如果你有圣经的话，让我们一起去翻开诗篇第28篇。
Let's read the psalm.
让我们一起来读出诗篇第28篇。
To you I call, O Lord, my rock.
耶和华，我要求告你，你是我的磐石。
Do not turn a deaf ear to me.
你不要向我沉默啊，你不要不听我讲嘢。
For if you remain silent,
如果你向着我收埋你的口的话，
I will be like those who have gone down to the pit.
我就好似要死的人一样啦。
Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help.
我呼求你向你至圣所举手的时候。
As I lift up my hands toward your most holy place.
求你去垂听我那种恳求的声音。
Do not drag me away with the wicked.
你不要将我和那些恶人拉在一起。
With those who do evil.
亦都唔好将我同嗰啲作孽嘅人一齐去消灭。
Who speak cordially with their neighbors, but harbor malice in their hearts.
佢哋呢啲人对住佢哋嘅邻舍讲得好地地，但系心里面却系奸恶噶。
Repay them for their deeds and for their evil work.
愿你按住佢哋手所作嘅，同埋佢哋所行嘅恶事嚟回报佢哋。
Repay them for what their hands have done.
佢哋嘅手做咗啲乜嘢，你报应佢啦。
And bring back upon them what they deserve.
佢哋所应得嘅乜嘢嘅报应，俾晒佢啦。
Since they showed no regard for the works of the Lord and what His hands have done, He will tear them down and never build them again.
佢哋既然唔留心耶和华你所行嘅事，同埋你嘅手所作嘅事，耶和华你必定会毁坏佢哋，唔建立佢哋。
Praise be to the Lord.
耶和华系应当称颂噶。
For He has heard my cry for mercy.
因为佢听咗我恳求嘅声音。
The Lord is my strength and my shield.
耶和华就系我嘅力量，系我嘅盾牌。
My heart trusts in Him.And I am helped.
我心里面倚靠佢就得帮助。
My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song.
所以我心里面好开心，我一定要用诗歌去赞美佢。
The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one.
耶和华系佢百姓嘅力量，又系佢受膏者得救嘅保障。
Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
求你拯救你嘅百姓，赐福俾你嘅产业，牧养佢哋，扶持佢哋，直到永远。
In order to understand this psalm,
为咗更加容易理解呢篇诗篇二十八篇
，I want to take you to a story that Jesus told.
我想让你去睇一睇耶稣讲过嘅故事。
He told that story in Luke chapter 18.
佢曾经喺路加福音第十八章讲过呢个故事嘅。
And he told this story in order to encourage us never to give up in prayer.
佢讲呢个故事系为咗鼓励我哋，叫我哋唔好放弃祈祷。
Here's the story.
嗱，个故事系咁嘅。
He said that there was an unjust judge.
佢话有一个唔公平嘅法官。
And there was a widow who needed this unrighteous judge to do the right thing.
仲有一个寡妇，佢希望呢个唔正义嘅法官能够做到一啲正确嘅事。
But the judge was not interested in helping her.
但系个法官根本就唔想帮佢，咁麻烦噶你。
But she kept on pounding on the judge's door.
于是个寡妇咧就不断咁敲，不断咁敲，吭吭吭吭吭咁敲法官嘅门。
Finally, the judge decided to do the right thing just to keep this woman from annoying him.
最尾个法官决定做正确嘅事啦，但系点解呢？原来因为法官觉得个女人太烦啦。
So what is Jesus telling us through this story?
咁你话耶稣喺呢个故事要同我哋讲啲乜嘢呢？
He is saying that God is the opposite of this judge.
原来佢话俾我哋听啊，上帝同呢个法官系完全相反嘅。
God is just.
上帝系公义嘅。
God is fair.
上帝系公平嘅。
God always does the right thing.
上帝总系会做正确嘅事。
And here's what Jesus is saying.
所以耶稣嘅意思系乜嘢呢？
If the unjust judge did the right thing because of this woman's importunity.
咁如果呢个寡妇啊喺度不断烦啊不断烦烦住佢，都能够让一个唔公正嘅法官做正确嘅事嘅话，
How much more will the righteous, holy,Just judge of the universe, do for his children who cry to him.
咁你就要谂下嗰位嗱，又公义又圣洁又正直嘅大法官，佢系审判成个宇宙嘅大法官。佢只要有佢嘅儿女向佢呼求嘅时候，佢系咪会做多好多嘢呢
What Jesus is saying is this.
耶稣在这里要讲的就是了。
Bold, persistent prayer will get God's answer.
勇敢和持久的祈祷一定会受到上帝的回应。
Unfortunately, some people give up praying too soon.
但是不幸的是有些人呢太快就放弃祈祷了，祈一阵就算了。
Even when they know that they are praying in accordance to the will of God.
问题就是他们放弃祈祷的前提是什么呢？就是就算他知道他的祷告是符合上帝的旨意，他都放弃祈祷。
Within David's prayer in Psalm 28, there are three important events.
所以我们现在就要看一下这个的诗篇第28篇里面，大卫的祈祷里面有三点很重要的东西。
Let's look at them.
好，让我们一起来看一下。
First,
首先
in verses 1 and 2,
在第一节、第二节
he places his confident request before the Lord.
他带着信心去到上帝面前祈祷。
Secondly,
第二样嘢
verses 3 to 5,
在第三节和第五节中间这段地方
He presents a calm reasoning to the Lord.
他很平静地跟上帝讲道理。
Thirdly,
好，去到第三点
Verses 6 to 9
第六节去到第九节，诗篇第28篇第六节到第九节
He receives a cause for rejoicing from the Lord.
他得着了从上帝而来的喜乐的泉源。
David's confident request stems from his confidence of who God is.
原来大卫他这么自信地去祈祷，原来就是因为他很清楚谁是他的上帝。
He says, To you I call, O Lord, my rock.
他说，耶和华，我要求告你，你是我的磐石。
Why did he say the rock?
为什么他要说磐石呢？
The rock is a symbol of the changelessness of God.
原来磐石象征着上帝是永不改变的。
The rock is a symbol of the immutability of God.
原来磐石是象征着上帝是永恒一致的。
The rock is a symbol of the permanence of God.
磐石是象征上帝是持久长存的。
The rock is a symbol of the invincibility of God.
磐石证明紧上帝是无敌的。
The rock is a symbol of the strength of God.
磐石是象征紧上帝有好大的能力。
No one can be called the rock except the Lord.
所以在这个世界上面，除了上帝以外，没有人能够被称为磐石。
Don't miss this contrast here.
请你不要忘记，在这里会有一个的对比的。
David's world was falling apart.
当时大卫的世界是已经差不多冧了。
David's world was crumbling in front of him.
大卫的王国在他面前崩溃了。
David's world is sliding from under him.
大卫的国度在他的脚那里要溜走了。
David's throne that once seemed to be invincible.
大卫的宝座曾经好像是无敌的。
Has now been snatched away from him.
但是现在却是被人强硬地抢走了。
David's security is melting before his eyes.
大卫他自己本来很安全的，但是所有的安全在他前面消失了。
David's subjects have turned against him.
大卫的国民就也都背叛了他。
David's world is collapsing.
所以大卫其实在这里他整个世界崩溃了。
Nothing seems to be stable like it once was.
他所有的事都不好像他看起来那么稳固。
Have you ever been in a position like this?
不知道你有没有遇过这样的情况呢？
When everything seems to be going great and then all of a sudden things begin to fall apart.
好像所有事都一帆风顺的时候就突然间没了。
The job you counted on.
原来例如你的所做过的工你靠它稳食的工作
The business deal you worked hard for
你努力为之拼搏的事业
The marriage that looked as solid as a rock
曾经好像岩石一样那么稳固的婚姻
The good health that you were so proud of
那个曾经让你引以自豪的健康
all of a sudden began to fall apart.
所有呢啲嘢突然间冇晒。
And David was in that very situation.
我话俾你听，大卫嗰个时候就处喺呢个境况。
In those rough situations, David turns to the only one who is unchangeable.
在这个艰难的境况里面，大卫就转向那位独一的上帝，因为他永远都不会改变。
David turns to the only one whose love does not ebb and flow.
大卫在这个时候就转向那位独一的上帝，因为他的爱永远都不会消退，永远都不会流逝。
David turns to the only one whose stability is unquestionable.
大卫这个时候转过去那位独一的上帝里面，因为我们知道他的稳固是无庸置疑的。
My listening friend, let me ask you a question.
各位亲爱的朋友，让我问你一条问题。
When your world seems to collapse before you,
当你的国、你的所有一切在你前面突然间消失了的时候，
Do you turn to God or do you blame God?
你会不会去到上帝那里，还是你会决定离开或者骂上帝呢？
When you are betrayed by the dearest and the nearest,
当你被你最亲爱、最亲近的人背叛的时候，
Do you turn to the rock of ages or you get angry with God?
你会不会回到这个万古的磐石前面，还是很生气地骂上帝呢？
When you find yourself in trouble because of your own wrong choices,
你如果发现到自己做了一个错误的抉择，让到自己身陷困境的时候，
Do you cry to the rock of ages?
你会不会向这个万古的磐石呼求呢？
Or do you falsely accuse God of not protecting you from the consequences of your own choices?
定是你会骂上帝，根本就没有保护你，让你自食其果呢？
David's confident request was not based on a feeling that God owes him anything.
我想告诉你，大卫带着信心的祈祷，不是因为他觉得上帝欠他东西。
The problem with most people anywhere,
我想告诉你，这个世界上大部分人的问题在哪
里？ Is that they feel that God owes them something.
就是因为他们觉得上帝欠他们的。
But God owes us nothing.
我想告诉你，上帝根本不会欠你的。
You and I owe him everything.
而是我们欠上帝我们的所有。
The source of David's confident request is the mercy of God.
我想告诉你，大卫带着信心的祈祷是来源自上帝的怜悯。
As I said, there are some people who think that God owes them something.
我想告诉你，很多人真的觉得上帝有些东西欠他的。
There are people who think that the government owes them something.
有些人又觉得政府是欠他们的。
There are some people who think that the church owes them something.
有些人觉得是教会欠他们的。
There are some people who think that their parents owe them something.
有些人又会觉得是我的家长欠我的。
My listening friend, if you go around with this attitude in mind,
各位听众朋友，如果你带着这种心情去过日子的话，
You will never accomplish anything worthwhile in life.
你根本就不会在生命里面遇到任何有价值的事。
David said,
大卫他这样说的，
Hear my cry, O Lord.
主啊，我要呼求你。
What was his cry?
究竟大卫喊了什么呢？
Was it for what God owes him?
是不是上帝欠他一些东西呢？
No.
不是的。
For his own demands?
究竟系咪为佢自己嘅需要呢
？No，
唔系嘅。
Was it for his dues？
究竟系咪佢应得嘅呢
？No，
唔系噶。
Was it for his desires？
系咪为咗佢自己嘅欲望呢
？No，
都唔系噶。
He said, "Hear my cry for mercy."
佢同我哋讲，我求你去听你嘅怜悯。
David knew that if God did not have mercy on him,
佢知道如果上帝唔怜悯佢，喺大卫知道呢件事嘅话
，he might as well be dead.
佢亦都好有可能就系闩埋自己喺屋里面，可能就系咁样，不如去死啦。
When I fail in my walk with the Lord,
我想话俾你听，当我唔能够同上帝同行嘅时候
，I go to God on my knees.
我决定向上帝去跪喺度
，and I say to him.
我就同佢讲啦
，Lord，
上帝啊
，I don't have the right to ask for anything except your promise of mercy。
我根本冇权利去求任何事，除非你应许肯去怜悯我。
There is something important about this point in the psalm。
关于呢一点，其实诗篇里面有好重要嘅信息。
Obviously, God had been silent for a while in David's life。
好明显就系喺大卫嘅人生经历里面，上帝曾经有一段时间系沉默噶。
And that is why David is appealing to God to break his silence and answer his prayer.
因此大卫哀求上帝唔好再沉默啦，你回应我啦。
David had such confidence in God's mercy that he could say to the Lord, "Lord, if you don't answer my prayer, I'm as good as dead."
大卫对上帝嘅怜悯系有足够嘅信心，让到佢能够说话：主啊，如果你向我闭口嘅话，不如。我去死啦！我就好似死咁样啦。
David pointed his hands toward the holy place in Jerusalem.
大卫向耶路撒冷嘅至圣所喺度举手
，which is a passionate expression of his imploring God.
系佢向上帝哀求嘅真情流露。
When Moses went up to the mountain, he held his hands up to the heavens.
当摩西喺山上面向天举手嘅时候。
And God gave Joshua the victory.
上帝就让约书亚胜利。
When Jacob was desperate, he wrestled with God in prayer.
我哋见到当雅各绝望嘅时候，佢喺祈祷里面同上帝角力。
And God heard him.
最终上帝垂听佢嘅祷告。
Many of us don't understand how to be persistent in prayer.
其实我哋中间好多人明白乜嘢叫做恒久去祈祷啊。
We mutter a few words.
可能我哋喺度暗暗沉沉喺度讲几句嘢。
Or only pray when we want God to give us something.
或者祈祷话主啊，你俾呢样嘢我啦，你俾嗰样嘢我啦。
And if we don't get instant reply.
而当我哋得唔到即刻嘅回复嘅时候
，we give up and forget all about our petition.
我哋就放弃并且忘记咗我哋祈过祷想要嘅嘢。
As I conclude, I want to encourage you today.
但是今日在结束的时候，我想鼓励你。
I want you to learn from David's prayer.
希望你学习大卫的祈祷。
I want you to learn from David's cry out to the Lord.
我希望你学习大卫向上帝的呼求。
The Lord who is the only source of mercy.
上帝是唯一怜悯的泉源。
And David did not stop praying until God answered.
大卫是不会停止祈祷，除非上帝回应他的祈求。
Let me ask you, my listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，我想问你。
Do you need God's supernatural intervention in your life?
你需不需要上帝使用超自然的能力介入你的生活呢?
Do you need the mercy of God?
你需不需要上帝的怜悯呢?
Call upon the Lord.
呼求上帝啦。
He is full of mercy.
他满有怜悯的。
He is all forgiving.
佢系满有宽恕噶。
He will answer your prayers.
佢系一定会垂听你嘅祈祷噶。各位听众朋友，我哋要知道，上帝系会听祷告噶。我哋只要愿意去向佢祈祷，愿意恒久不断咁样去祈祷嘅时候，上帝系会听到，上帝系会回应，上帝系会用佢嘅能力去介入。我们的生活去改变我们的生命。今天送上给大家一首歌，叫做《因他听祷告》。我们知道上帝 是会垂听我们的祷告，只要我们愿意行切这样向他祈祷，那就什么都可以了，靠上帝了。
今天许多问号困扰了我迷途救助无从告诉，天真的心善路哪怕气馁共途叫唤，从来都听祷告，他的心甚愿倾诉，他的心甚愿以心告诉求告，任他听我祷告，求告以心，他手改变道路，他的爱未停步，在世间修补呼叫向他，因他改变道路，他的爱未停步，颂赞他因他听我祷告。今天有多问号困扰了我迷途交错，无从告诉，天真的心羡慕，哪怕气馁共途叫唤，从来都听祷告，他的心甚愿倾诉，他的心甚愿以心告诉求告，用他听我祷告，求告以心，他手改变道路，他的爱未停步，求告以心，他手改变道路，他的爱未停步，在世界修补呼叫向他，因他改变道路，他的爱未停步，颂赞他因他听我祷告。爱到前路，没变改今生，只因探讨，因他改变道路，他的爱未停步，从赞他因他听我祷告。
听众朋友，记住我们的祷告向着上帝一定要行切地去祷告，我们知道我们的祈祷呢不可以只是暗暗沉沉，主要给我这样给我那样，跟着听日又不记得了，要行切，要时常这样做，上帝必然会垂听的。但是我们又不要不断在这里，主要求你求你求你求你求你求你，记得一定要懂得感恩，你许愿希望上帝为你去怎样做，你要懂得去还愿，怎样去回应上帝呢？如果我们不断只是向上帝求一样求那样，只不过你是当上帝做任何的偶像，太上老君王大仙都好，你只是向他做一个偶像，而不是将他当成你真正的朋友，真正的主宰。记住他是创天造地的主，他不是你有个问题就找他答你，你有事先找他，不要临急抱佛脚，更加不要临急抱主脚，这个是错的。记住找上帝祷告要行切，希望今天天路导向话都给你听，祈祷就是要不断这样去做，让到你在生命里面是跟主借着祈祷和借着读经是建立一个稳固的关系。在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，下次天路导向的时间再见。